Divine Mercy Novena, Day 3. It is...
Easter!
Oh, happy Easter, friends. Mm-hmm. Christ is risen. Lent Alleluia. Is done. Let us feast. Mm-hmm. Today we pray for a very special group of people. Who is that, Janelle?
Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. They were that drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. Okay, first of all,
yes,
I really hope that I'm in the category of faithful souls. You know, that's always like a question. There's always a little bit of question mark because, you know, we're not perfect. So we always wonder about that. But, you know, I feel like people who love the Lord and who are devoted to Him would be considered a faithful soul.
Well, like, hey, friends, we're just trying. We're not perfect. We're sitting in our basement with lights on, cameras on, talking to you. We're just pilgrims on a journey.
Yes.
But I want to be a faithful person, okay? Yes. That's my desire. I know that's your desire. That's why you're here. And God blesses our desires.
True.
In fact, it's very difficult to be faithful if you have no desire to be faithful. So praise God. We have two stories for you, though, from the diary of St. Faustina that highlight faithfulness.
On a certain occasion, I saw a person about to commit a mortal sin. I asked the Lord to send me the greatest torments so that that soul could be saved. Then I suddenly felt the terrible pain of a crown of thorns on my head. It lasted for quite a long time, but that person remained in the Lord's grace. Oh, my Jesus, how very easy it is to become holy. All that is needed is a bit of goodwill. If Jesus sees this little bit of goodwill in the soul, He hurries to give Himself to the soul, and nothing can stop Him. Neither shortcomings nor faults, absolutely nothing. Jesus is anxious to help that soul. And if it is faithful to the grace from God, it can very soon attain the highest holiness possible for a creature here on earth. God is very generous and does not deny His grace to anyone. Indeed, He gives more than what we ask of Him. Faithfulness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, that is the shortest route. Well, you know, it's interesting because I was actually just thinking, you know, before reading that quote, how, you know, we have goodwill. Like, we desire to do that which is good and right, even though we falter, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when I was reading that, because it was actually the very first time I read it, that's really what stood out to me, is having goodwill.
Yeah, so we just have to try. So sometimes we get discouraged, and we fail. But we have to just rejoice if at least we have goodwill, because God honors that and He blesses mm-hmm. that. And look at what happens with St. Faustina with her simple faithfulness. Mm-hmm. She preserves another soul in the state of grace, who mm-hmm. otherwise would have fallen into mortal sin. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, she's a mystic, so we're all not going to have that crown of thorns being placed into our head and feel that pain.
Mm-hmm. But maybe some of you are. We don't know.
Us, in our life, what does the faithfulness to God's grace look like? I think it's faithfulness to the duty of the moment. Mm-hmm. Faithfulness to what our current state of life calls us to do. So, example, changing poopy diapers. That's us. Picking up toys, feeding kids. A little kid is sick, we hold them. One's upset and crying when we console them. Mm-hmm. One's streaking through the hallway with no clothes on. Clothe them. That is the duty of our moment here in the Yasinski household. Yours, whatever they are, I believe this, God is just asking us to be faithful to that moment and faithful to the grace that He gives us in that moment. And when we offer that moment for an intention, we can save a soul. Mm-hmm. So when I'm changing a diaper, for example, sometimes I'm changing the diaper and I'm offering that very act for the salvation of my child. When I'm bending down and picking up a toy, it's that goodwill, that desire to say, this act, use it, Jesus, for something. Mm-hmm. It's all we need to have is the intention, and God will take then that act and do something beautiful
out
of it.
Exactly. Small things with great love.
Mm-hmm. So every moment. What do you have to do in your life? Just do it with love. Offer it with an intention to save a soul.
It seems so simple, but it's actually really, really hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I complain a lot.
Right.
But, you know, I was also thinking, you know, in today's day and age, like, being Catholic is hard. I feel like it's almost becoming harder and harder in some ways because I feel like there's so much resistance.
It is becoming harder and harder. It is. Even think about the sacramental life, which is so important to being a Catholic. Many of you can't even get to the sacraments.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading how this lady was getting to go to Mass for the first time in 9 months. Could you imagine?
Yeah. So we do the best with what we got, friends. So some of you are just, that's your situation. You just have to do your best with what you got.
Yes, that's right.
But if you have access to the sacraments, rejoice, because many people do not.
Yes.
So here's another incredible story of St. Faustina. She's taken to heaven by her guardian angel. She has a conversation with a couple saints up in heaven, and then she sees something very, very personal.
I saw a great and inaccessible light, and I saw a place destined for me, close to God. But what it was like, I do not know, because a cloud covered it. However, my guardian angel said to me, "Here is your throne, for your faithfulness in fulfilling the will of God."
So ultimately, faithfulness leads to our eternal reward. We can offer it to save souls, yes, but the reward itself is God Himself. That's the primary reward of heaven, God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
We can't expect heaven unless we strive to be faithful.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's why today we pray for the faithful souls.
So friends, I think I'm out of words. Are you?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, so let's pray that Divine Chaplet of Mercy right up there. Mm-hmm. Comment below. Please share with us what stood out to you and why. And we'll see you tomorrow.